This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Paul Wolf on X says, remember when Ken said that Kenny Pickett wasn't going to be the starter this year? How's that looking now?
He ain't going to be the starter this year.
Who is going to be starting week one?
I don't know. It ain't going to be him.
I'm going to need a name.
He's not going to be starting this year.
Give us a name there.
Okay, is it Carson Wentz?
Fine. I'm not going to live in a world that he's going to be the starter week one. Mm-mm.
I think it's time you make one of those big decrees like you like to do and say that if Kenny Pickett is the starter week one.
I'm not going to do. No. I've never done.
Kiss my bare ass on Euclid or something.
No.
Those stupid things you say.
I'm not going to put my fate in the hands of. No. The week one started the Cleveland Browns.
Kindergartners' lives like you did earlier.
I was begged to pick the Browns that game. And I'll never let small children influence my decision ever again. Let that be a lesson to everybody. Don't let children coax you into making bad decisions.
So if it's Kyle McCord.
Fine.
Starting over?
Fine.
What's going on with Joe Flacco?
Fine. I don't know.
What about Drew Lock?
Is he out there?
What about
is Drew Lock out there?
What about Desmond Ridder?
Fine. No, Kenny Pickett. No.
What's up with Trey Lance?
I mean, he's pretty locked on to any wide receiver he looks at, but fine.
Anybody know where Case Keenum is?
We can't have Kenny Pickett.
How about an Easton Stick? What if I told you about a Josh Johnson or a C.J. Beathard? Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy's back. That's right.
Jeff Driskel, Tyler Huntley, former Pro Bowler.
Run it back. Yeah. Run it back.
Tim Boyle.
Fine.
Can I get you Mike
former,
White?
Former, he started for the Lions against us in the Baker Mayfield game that he thought he was just going to like roll up on them like they were UAB or something. That's, to me, I think that was the true beginning of the end.
Sam Ellinger.
Fine. Put a cowboy hat on him. Tell him Texas is back. I don't care. It can't be Kenny Pickett, man. Don't put Kenny Pickett. It ain't going to be Kenny Pickett. It ain't going to be Kenny Pickett. I'm fine. Ain't going to be him.
Save that audio.
What do you mean save the audio? Do you think it's going to be Kenny Pickett?
I am now seeing a pathway to where Kenny Pickett could be your starting quarterback.
Well, you can
in week
see
one.
A pathway to anything. I didn't ask you that. I asked, did you think it's going to be Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I mean, why not? They don't have a quarterback.
He's the only
one studying the playbook
not
right now.
The answer. You said
he's in the system.
Hold on. You said why not? That ain't an answer. Do you or do you not believe, Slippery Wizard, that Kenny Pickett will be the week one starter?
Is he the only quarterback right now
do
in the
you
building?
Or do you not believe?
Actually, he's not the only one. Deshaun Watson finally showed up in the building for 8 hours to do a video shoot.
Do you or do you not believe?
And then he left town immediately.
That Kenny Pickett, you don't know that for sure. Do you or do you not, the leaving town part, do you or do you not believe that Kenny Pickett will be the week one starter?
I think he's got the best chance right now of the other quarterbacks in the room.
Stop. Answer the question. Answer the question.
You're giving me no names. You're telling me nobody.
Doesn't matter. You're saying
you're
I'm living
saying
in denial
you're
already.
A lot with 10, Ken.
You're doing Mad Libs.
I almost cussed at you. Bolsheviks. You told me I was living in denial. I'm telling you right now that you refuse to answer it. So all you're trying to do is work me into a shoot.
Did Kenny Pickett say that he is here to compete for the starting job?
I heard him say.
Who's he
not
to say they're here
the
to compete?
And right now,
but with Baskin and Phelps.
And right now, is he competing with Deshaun Watson?
Oh, I'd put him at the top of the competition charts.
Right now, he's 1A?
Because there's somebody else to compete with him. Do you or do you answer the? They can't see your face.
I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay, I got my answer. We all got the answer.
I'm telling you.
We all got the answer.
Do I sound like I was at those committee hearings yesterday?
You know what? That's for you and setting the tone on Friday if you choose to do it.
Is this information classified or not? You got to tell me. Am I allowed to text my buddies?
I'm glad you answered without actually answering, but you answered. Call me silly. He ain't starting the season, folks. He ain't starting this. I don't know if Owen might actually believe it. Do you think he's starting the season?
Until proven otherwise.
No, come on. No.
You tell me what they've done to go out and solidify a person other than
you're
Kenny
telling
Pickett
me
right now.
If you're Andrew Berry and your job's on the line and you're going to put it in the hands of Kenny Pickett, he ain't even got big enough hands to hold it.
They're not putting him on the poster, are they?
No.
Our 2025 poster, which has been well done. Last 5 years has been remarkable.
By the way, people keep seeing it in the videos. Can I just say this real quick before we get to the cam ward? People keep seeing the Myles Garrett posters in the videos, and they keep telling us to take it down. Guys, we're not allowed to take it down. Baskin won't let us do it.
No,
he
flips
freaks
out.
He flips out. He doesn't know that there's Google.
1 year he contacted HR about it. I thought that was going too far.
One day, one time. He had it all written up on a great big dry erase board. And I'll never forget this. And I'm going to tell it right now. And so Baskin, guys, has to see the scores on this poster. If he doesn't see the score on the poster, Baskin freaks out. And when I mean freak out, let me tell you how bad he freaks out. Is I'm in the bathroom and I'm washing my hands, and all of a sudden Owen texts me and goes, "Don't come out of the bathroom." Because what Lyman and I did, there was a great big dry erase board that he had the schedule written on. And then we kept getting rid of it, and he kept getting mad. And we had a great big calendar given to us from the OHSAA, which was about the size of the dry erase board. So what we did is we took the OHSAA calendar and put it over that schedule. And then underneath it, I erased the middle of it and wrote surprise in all caps and an exclamation point, thinking he would take it as a joke. And I'm in the bathroom, and all of a sudden I hear, "Andy, you got to do something about this. I'm not going to stand for it anymore." And Andy Roth comes out of his office because he knows what's going on. And he goes, "I don't think that they were." It's on-air content, Andy. It's on-air content.
And then he got traded with Caris LeVert and George Niang.
Baskin's more powerful than you think.
That's right.
Got Andy traded to Atlanta.
They did need a swing PD down there.
So that's, guys.
It's a rebuild, you know?
Guys, that's why we appreciate you guys watching the clips. Sometimes you see them, sometimes you don't. That's why the 2024 schedule is up there and will be up there until our good friend Mark over at the Browns creates the 2025 schedule. Once the 2025 schedule is up, we will go ahead and put it up. So I apologize, but that's got to be the way of the road. Because there's a new sheriff in town, and I'm not allowed to pray.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Baskin anymore. That's how that works.
What is up, Scotty? What's up, my man?
Those jeans are going to get in a row. Would you trade to go up to number one to get Cam Ward?
So, Kenny, I would. The question is, how much is Tennessee going to drive up that asking price? Are they going to go off the chart that we know and love?
How high are you willing to go?
Are they going to say, we're ripping up that chart? We have a very different chart
our
for
chart
you to abide
4,
by.
Owen came up with a scenario. So I got the chart numbers right here, okay? Owen came up with a scenario. He says, all right, I give you two. That's 2,600 of the $3,000. Then there's the 67th pick. That's 255. 94 is 124. Now, my math doesn't always check out, so bear with me on this, folks. I have it at 2,979. So that's still under the asking price of 3,000. You're going to have to go over. You will have to go over that. So if you go over that, you're looking at, honestly, you're looking at picks number 2 and number 33. They'll go right over, and that's it. That's it. Would you give up pick number 2 and 33 to bring in Cam Ward? Would you do something like that?
So I don't think I would. I think it becomes too steep for a player that I'm not entirely sold on. Mm-hmm. I do like him more than Shador. But I can't go too far, right? I can't go too far.
You're the one who says you got to swing big for quarterbacks.
Yeah. And I just don't know if he's good enough. I just don't know if he's a good enough prospect.
Okay, why don't you know he's a good enough prospect? Honestly, you do watch the game, so I'm not accused. I can't just say, well, you don't watch the game.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of Cam this
year. He's played a lot of college football. He's elevated every program he's played for. He's played for three separate programs.
Yeah.
Okay? You elevate it all. He's done a fine job. Looks like he's the clear-cut number one. Now, I know he can be the clear-cut number one in a bad draft class, but if he's still a good quarterback, even if it's a bad draft class, who cares? Who cares? Who really cares?
I don't care about that. This is why I thought it was important to hear what people were going to say when they compare him to other drafts.
I'm willing to give up number. Guys, I'm willing to do it. No, hold off. Let me think for a second, because I'm getting Kenny Pickett stuff where people are trying to defend Kenny Pickett, and it's clouding my judgment. I'm getting worked into a shoot as I say these sentences. Please go ahead. I got to focus on you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are, unfortunately, quarterback drafts where there is just nobody at the top. That doesn't mean that, you know, you can't start. That doesn't mean you can't, you know, have some successful runs. But, you know, we're talking about prospects. That is what this is always. There is no sure thing. I hate when people try to dance around that. And I saw somebody tweet us earlier today when I said I would trade up for him, but there's a limit. Somebody said, you would trade up for something that's not a sure thing?
Oh, they gave us the old WTF deal. Yeah.
What?
Nothing's a sure
thing.
What
world are we living in? When I've seen Trevor Lawrence look the furthest thing from a sure thing after he gets drafted.
Yeah.
I think that is very, very silly.
And that's half the reason I think that a lot of people are wanting to trade or wanting to pick Abdul Carter, is they think it's close. He's not a quarterback, so they think he's safe, and they think that he's a sure thing because he's a pretty good player. Guys, he is a very good player. Now, I don't know what he's going to do against some of the bigger bodies out there blocking him on the run, because I think they'll go right over his gap, and that might be a bit of a problem for that young man, but that's up to him to figure it out. Getting to the quarterback, that's fair. He's good at that. So, yeah, he makes it worth it, but it doesn't like he doesn't come with a couple of bugaboos there on the field. I don't care about tow truck drivers or weed.
And look, matter to you me. Can only draft at who's up for grabs in that given year. I look at 2015 draft. Jameis Winston went number one overall, number two, Marcus Mariota. And as it turns out, there was not a, you know, obviously Winston did start, you know, a bunch of years in the NFL, but if you were at the top of that draft in 2015 and we were having these same discussions and you're like, well, we're desperate. We need a quarterback. We've got to take one. You would have been left with Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. So, you know, what do you do with that information? And what, Garrett Grayson and Sean Mannion and Bryce Petty? And just there isn't a surefire one every single year. And what if that's the situation that we're in this season and we're sitting here talking about trading up? So that's why I do think there has to be a limit. Every GM has to have a limit. They just can't trade, especially considering we just won 3 games last year and the roster's nowhere near as talented as we thought it was. Still has talent on the roster. It's not like they're completely devoid of it, but how many assets and how many potential weapons can you truly give up to try to help somebody? And if you're doing that, you know, you're putting yourself in a real bind. You've got to really fall head over heels over these guys.
Number 2 overall. Number 67, number 94, number 104 in the fourth. So a one, you're a one, but you're getting that one. Two-thirds and a fourth. That's at 3,065. I'm giving you more
yeah.
than asking for than value than Kelly Blue Book on the pick. I'm giving you more. You willing to do that? Number 33, that's a big one.
That is a big one.
That makes me a little shaky.
And it's more than just that's the 33rd. That is the first pick after the first day has come to a close.
It feels like 2-1.
It does, because you then get to reevaluate the board.
It does.
And there's never been a player taken at 33 that a team didn't say, oh, we had a first-round grade on.
Guys, this is never happened. This is difficult. This is just so damn difficult for me.
Yeah, right.
Because it's true. I like the kid so much. I just don't feel strong enough to make that type of the 33rd, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to do 2/3 and a fourth and swap for Cam Ward. Okay? Because, guys, I don't have much faith in Andrew Berry to make the picks that great later on. I don't. I know he's had a couple of hits, but a lot of them have been misses. So if it's Cam Ward comes out, he plays well, it's going to cover for a lot of things. That number 33rd pick, I'm like, man, that's just rough for me. And clearly you can tell I don't feel that he's – I've even been talked out of it over the last 2 months about giving up that much to go after Cam Ward. Would you give up that much to go after Cam Ward? I don't think I'd give up 33.
No.
Would you give up the 2/3 and the fourth?
Yeah, that you had me thinking about. Still dangerous, still very risky, right? That I think you could talk me into. The other one.
Did you know there's no five? You've basically given up
the rest of the draft. Yeah. Which is tough, which is really tough, because you need young players on rookie deals at this stage to keep this thing going, especially considering what you're going to lose after this year.
You'd have Cam Ward, pick 33, and then your next pick is 179. The value drops off very much.
Whoa,
so.
Oh, boy.
Precipitously. 9 o'clock, Iron Eagle. All right, let's ask the folks. You willing to give all that up? You willing to give all that up for Cam Ward? You need a quarterback. Your defense is actually, by these metrics here that I'm looking at, and I've been told you about earlier this morning, they're better than what we make them out to be. Pass rush is better than they make it out to be. You want Cam Ward? It's very difficult, because I think fans have way more time than the actual people making the decisions to.